podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So I know you've heard me mention before in this show some of the random conversations that just come up in the studio. I think that's why so many people enjoyed coming in for our Live Audience Friday shows, is because during the songs and the commercials, you get to hear all of these completely random thoughts that pour out of our mouths. So yesterday, we're here in the studio, and Jeremy says to me, he goes, Dom, have you ever punched a hole in a wall?
Yeah, my argument was that every guy on the face of the planet has punched a hole in a wall at least once, except Dom. Dom has never done it.
I would be honest with you. I've never punched a wall.
I can't believe I thought about it.
My temper doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. And my temper is internal more than external, like hitting.
You're
going to
blow one of these days.
No.
You're like a volcano.
Why? Are you telling me you have punched a hole in a wall?
Oh, numerous times.
Yeah. Numerous times.
Yeah, you know, you hope you don't hit a stud. But if you hit the drywall, it leaves a pretty good mark.
Then we
started talking about Emily's boyfriend, and I said, hey, do you have any holes in the walls?
Yeah, and actually, Gentleman Color and I it was probably the biggest fight we ever got into. Like, he slept in the spare bedroom, and I was still, you know, just nagging at him from behind the door. And he got so pissy that he actually punched a hole in the wall. And to this day, he still hasn't fixed it. So instead, there's a big Marilyn Monroe poster up right there.
Oh, classy.
So, and I've had exes, you know, punch holes in walls. And, you know, it's what you boys do.
Well, then you kind of look back at it after it's done. And you're like, man, that was stupid.
Yeah.
That is so stupid.
Well, it was like 10 years ago, a bunch of us were at our New Year's Eve party at the Hyatt. And one of my buddies was there. Yeah. And he got into an argument with his lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't come anywhere near her, but he just let loose. He just punched a wall.
But when
he punched the wall.
It was brick, wasn't it?
No, he didn't know. It was dry. But apparently the way he hit it, he shattered like two bones in his hand.
Oh, no.
And there was blood everywhere. So as actual stroke of midnight for New Year's Eve is happening, there are like four of us in the men's room down on the lower level of the Hyatt, rinsing off his hand and trying to bandage him up.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
talk about feeling stupid.
Yeah. That's a great story to look back on.
Yeah.
You know?
I was like, that's how I spent that particular New Year's Eve.
All these poor walls.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I do not enjoy the emotion of anger. However, when it does wash over me, I remember when I was in high school, I was really, really ticked off at my high school boyfriend. He was such a schmuck. And he was back from college, and he had this pages and pages of places he was going to send off his resume to. This was like, you know, big boy college, I'm going to get a job. And, you know, he put a lot of time and effort into this list. And he infuriated me so much that I was kind of talking on a level, like yelling, that probably only dogs could hear. And then I took this bundle of papers of all of these contacts that he had, you know, forged for. And I just started ripping and ripping and ripping. And I said, there, you're all of your job. And then I threw it up in the air and it fell down like confetti. And it was like something. I was a banshee. Jeez. I turned into a banshee.
Well, you know, I look at you with your red hair and your Irish temper, and I wonder what you're like when you lose it. If the closest I've ever come is throwing a set of keys.
Mm.
I threw a set of keys and gouged stuff out of a closet door, and then I was like, oh, no, I've got to go get putty. And I've
got to fix that. Oh, God, I'm really sorry. Oh,
I've been my key.
This not is going to take kind of, home value down.
I know I'm 51% Italian, but I don't have that kind of temper. But I know that when people do lose their minds, sometimes funny stories come out of it.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and I think that's what we're looking for this morning. We want you to call, and this is women as much as men. We want to know your funniest story of what happened when you lost your cool. You can lost your ever-loving mind, and you just, boom, like something
just snapped.
Yeah. Something snapped inside you, and you can look back on it now and laugh.
I threw a plate of food once, and then it's like, you got to clean all that up.
Such a waste of good
chicken.
What a
mess. Right, my chicken.
I really wanted to eat that.
Here comes Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
So what happened when you lost your cool? Or was it you or somebody else?
It was my mother, actually.
What did she do?
Well, her and my dad got into a fight when I was younger, and she got extremely mad and decided to hit the wall. But she didn't just use her fist, she used her forearm. So it created a big ape face in the wall.
An ape face.
That's a pretty dent.
I hope you guys left that as a reminder to...
For a while, until we got ready to move out. But
yeah,
we still pick on her to this day.
About the ape face?
Oh, yes.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Here comes Richie. Good morning, Richie.
Good morning.
So what happened?
I was at the airport, and we were flying out of the country, me and my girlfriend were, and they messed up our tickets, and they said that we weren't going to be able to get out for like another 6 hours because they messed up our tickets, and we were on a later flight. So I was already mad. We get to the gate, and they said that the flight was overbooked, and they asked if we could move to a later flight. And I was already mad because they had already messed up our tickets once. And I got so mad at the airport attendant lady, I was like, we're not going to fly with you anymore. And I ripped up our tickets, and I was like, wait, now we don't have any tickets.
You ripped
Luckily,
up
we got on the, they got us on the later flight. We got out.
You ripped up your tickets.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the kind of thing, as soon as you do it, you're
right.
Like,
that was like $1,500.
Richie, have a great day, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks for being on. And I got to believe the people who do customer service and gate attendants at airports have probably seen more displays of idiotic
hissy fits,
losses of temper.
A lot of scotch tape.
They've probably seen the flight attendants. I bet they've seen it all. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
So let's hear the losing the cool story.
I had been working many, many hours trying to get ready for a long vacation, and I had reached my limit. I couldn't get anything done, and I completely lost it, picked up the closest thing to me, just throw it, and it was an open box of Cheerios that went everywhere. For over a year, we found Cheerios in nooks and crannies in the kitchen.
That's pretty good.
Like, hey, remember that? That's when Mom really lost it.
Found a Cheerio.
Mom!
We now have Cheerio moments.
Oh, I like that. Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
Thanks.
See you later. And Jane, who used to be on our show, told me the story one time when she got so mad at her husband, Prince Charming, as she was in the bedroom folding laundry. And he said something to her, and she was so angry, she just wanted to throw something at him, that she picked up a sock from the laundry to throw it. But it wasn't balled up and rolled up. It was just a sock.
Like a flimsy old sock.
And so it was just like fluttered. Like,
what does that do?
She goes, it was
nothing.
The most unsatisfying.
I know, how pathetic.
It was so pathetic. It just kind of fluttered to the floor. Now that's funny. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
So what do you got for me?
So my son is 12 years old, and he's got this one little friend named Evelyn, and my son hangs out with a bunch of Hispanic kids. Well, they say when I get mad, I'm like Godzilla. They're like American moms, when they get mad at their kid, they just sit there and they're like, oh, don't do it again. And then Hispanic moms, they yell at him and beat their butts, and then Shane's mom comes out. And it's like Godzilla. She's just like, roar. So that's our running joke around the trailer park.
Thank you for calling.
You kind of made my day. Alicia, have a great day.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.